DW.
A small dolphin shoots across the water. The next moment, a ray glides leisurely by. It's sights like these that draw divers and snorkelers to Egypt's Red Sea coast. But for now, holidaymakers have to stay away. Dive sites are closed due to the coronavirus pandemic. Financially, it's a catastrophe for businesses catering to water sports tourists. Karim Hassan is one of them. He's a diving instructor at Ducks Diving Center, founded by his father over two decades ago.
Was gerade sehr schwierig ist, ist, dass es sehr ungewiss ist.
What's very difficult right now is that we don't know when guests will come back and when we'll be able to run the business as normal again. We've still got all our employees here and they're all getting paid. Most of them have been working here for 20 years, so it's really important to us to support them during the crisis.
Und von daher ist es uns auf jeden Fall sehr wichtig, die möglichst auch durch diese Krise durchzubekommen, ja.
The diving station has 20 staff members, including instructors, boat drivers and assistants. None of them are allowed to dive. The Coast Guard isn't issuing permits to anyone. But Karim has been swimming and diving without equipment. Has he noticed any changes underwater, now that the area is not being disturbed by divers?
Es ist ruhig, die Sicht ist sehr klar.
It's quiet and the water is really clear. But I think it's too soon to say whether there are more fish there or whether the coral has changed.
Jetzt eine Beobachtung zu machen, ist, glaube ich, noch zu früh.
That view is shared by Mahmoud Hanafi, who teaches marine biology at the Suez Canal University. He's advised the Egyptian Environmental Protection Organization, HEPCA, for more than 20 years.
A break in water sports, diving, snorkeling and so on. Well, I would say it does benefit the flora and fauna in the Red Sea. But we can't say that corals would be able to recover in such a short period of time. Changes to the reefs and the coral can take generations. They grow at a very slow rate, especially slow when they've been so severely damaged.
Marine biologists are comparing the current situation to the Arab Spring period from 2011 to 2013, when there was a huge drop in the number of tourists visiting the Red Sea. Mahmoud Hanafi says that in the Red Sea, which is relatively intact overall, the calm period underwater was especially beneficial for the fish population.
Fishermen were saying that after the break in fishing and water sports, they were catching more fish than before. But there were no scientific studies with which we could measure the short-term changes to underwater life.
Professor Nico Michels teaches evolutionary ecology at the University of Tübingen in Germany, and his research focuses on reef fish. He's been diving in the Red Sea for many years.
Die Effekte, die man gesehen hat nach dem arabischen Frühling.
The effects we saw after the Arab Spring, when the tourism industry took a few years to slowly ramp up again, showed that less tourism can be a positive thing for the reefs. Personally, I've seen positive developments over the years, improvements to the quality of the reefs and the variety of fish.
But the high season for tourism on Egypt's Red Sea coast doesn't start until late summer anyway, says Michels.
So it is quite difficult to say whether corona will have a positive effect. We'll have to wait and see. It really depends how long this pandemic lasts. If tourism starts up again in the summer, then I think the impact of the current break will be relatively small.
One thing is clear though, fewer tourists means less rubbish. There are hardly any plastic bags lying around. Although plastic bags were banned here almost a year ago, many businesses don't follow the rules. But without tourists, there's less need for plastic bags. And that's definitely good for sea life, says marine biologist Mahmoud Hanafi.
It is quite difficult to say whether corona will have a positive effect. We'll have to wait and see. It really depends how long this pandemic lasts. If tourism starts up again in the summer, then I think the impact of the current break will be relatively small.
Karim Hassan recognizes that fewer tourists means big problems for the economy, but he still hopes that the coronavirus crisis can offer the underwater world some much-needed respite.
Wenn sich jetzt diese Corona-Krise weiter fortzieht.
If the crisis continues, then I'm not sure. But I think it will have a positive effect on the ecosystem. I think it will become even more beautiful. Because people don't really belong there, with our boats and our fishing. And I think if we leave the area in peace for a while, it will probably do it good.
Von daher, wenn wir da mal eine Weile nicht sind, tut es sehr bestimmt gut.
DW.